We've just broken into Acts chapter 28, verses 1 through 8. Paul and the other 275 people aboard that doomed grain ship have now beached on an island called Malta. The wind is still blowing. It's still raining hard. All 276 of them are soaked to the bone. And in the process, the islanders, Luke said, showed us unusual kindness. In verse 2, he said, they built a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and it was cold. So after the nightmare of the shipwreck, swimming or floating to shore, things are finally starting to look up a bit. But life doesn't always cooperate, does it? Let's look at what happens next in verses 3 and 4. Luke records for us, Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper, driven out by the heat, fastened itself on his hand. And when the islanders saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer, for though he escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." Now, I have to ask you, do you ever say to yourself, could things get any worse? I mean, Paul has just survived a 14-day Euryalon, and now he gets bit by a venomous snake. If that isn't out of the frying pan and into the fire, I don't know what else is. Notice something else here. Paul has shown himself to be such a practical person all along. When the enormous bonfire needed more wood, he didn't tell the others, "Look, I'm an apostle. We don't do menial labor. We start churches and organize leadership." No, he, and no doubt Luke and Aristarchus, joined the others in gathering some brushwood for the fire. Why brushwood? Because brushwood, even though it was wet, would definitely burn quickly and help them get as much heat as possible out of that fire. After all, they are trying to warm up 276 people. And then, of all people, Paul gets bit by a snake. Surely, it could have been someone else other than the apostle, right? Well, as Paul puts a bundle of brushwood on the fire, a viper rushes out of the heat and fastens itself on Paul's hand. One commentator wrote, he had probably mistaken it for a small twig as it lay on the ground, stiff with the cold, but the heat quickly brought it back to life. Well, in Luke's narrative, the viper could be any kind of a poisonous snake. While he doesn't elaborate, notice that the Maltese islanders immediately know that it's venomous. John MacArthur makes some interesting observations about this. Here's what he writes. The term for fastening on the hand is a term is used in extra-biblical literature, particularly by a Greek physician by the name of Dioscorides, to speak of poisonous matter invading the body. So we know it was a poisonous snake beginning to inject its venom into Paul's hand. Well, of course, it seems strange that all of a sudden he would die here bitten of a little teeny twig of a snake when he's just managed to be protected from 14 days of a hurricane. It would seem a little ridiculous to go through that whole routine and die on the beach from the snake bite. MacArthur is certainly right about that. We'll see what happens next time on Verse by Verse.